the first question, based on the first question here, actually, because if a person knows that the moving of foot is permitted, right? Could a person move something? Is there a difference of like levels of feet moving? Meaning that there's something on the floor, as opposed to something on the desk.
Yeah.
So if I were to come and say that if I would bang the desk with my fist, right, in order to get the thing on the floor so I can move it out of the way, right, it's a dollar bill showing, or it's a pen, it's in the way of certain things, right? Person can take a tablecloth, do this. I would think that might be a problem. That could be a problem.
Each halacha has its own answer. That's the bottom line. Every halacha has its own.
But I'm saying it's doing one thing in order to, because I'm saying with a person's foot, we're talking about being somewhat, you know, permitted before, or we have, or maybe not. I haven't even gotten there yet. And, but if it is, I'm saying, how can a person, because I think I've run into several situations like this before.
Each thing you'll see.
Yeah.
Everything you ask is its own question. Can you bang a table and drop a pen if you want?
Yeah.
If you need a place, maybe you can move the pen. That's one of these questions.
Yeah, underneath the chair, then we will see.
What if I have a guest over? Am I going to move these things? Yeah. Please should not do this, you mean?
I suppose you're saying for the guest's benefit?
Yeah, like a hammer.
What about for a person's own benefit? I'm saying, what about
that? My benefit? We spoke about this the last time, I'll tell you. The Bialocha says, let's see if we're going to ask, the Bialocha says that if you have money, down in the market. You say, I want the money. But your choice. She says, if you can use your foot because your foot is money, yesh lahake, he says, here is what to say to permit to be lenient. And here it says, with your feet, it's not carrying you off. It seems to be a contradiction. Is it carrying, or is it carrying? If it's not carrying, why does he yesh lahake? Just say it's okay.
So there's something else.
Yeah, that's the question. So the answer that we gave last time was like this. The reason why the Mishnah, yes, feet, according to Mishnah Berurah, is zero. It's not cold. It didn't make a decree, I'm not carrying. It's not carrying. But, even though there's no decree, nevertheless, from trying to protect the money for after Shabbos, kick it around to my house, or kick it around to somewhere on the side while I find it for Shabbos. I mean, that's not a great. That's not.
No, it's more like soccer. It's very controlled. It's very. I'm saying that's very.
It shouldn't matter because again, feet is not carrying. That's an interesting decision. The Mishnah is not so clear.
But I'm saying we could say that the costume is carrying is putting it from one place. Like basically putting it from one place to another, I would think that would be different than moving something out of the way. Because the whole point of carrying is if you're carrying it, and when you carry it on you, you get to your destination that you were intended to, you want to bring it inside a certain place, it's similar to picking up. But I'm saying if a person, let's say they find money or whatever it is, right, and they kick it out of the way so that no one can see it, so that later, after Shabbos, they can come and do something with it, that's a different story because. Even though we're still taking it, it's still risk that no, it's still not in the person's possession. It's not considered the person's possession. Outside it's reshus. When it gets inside a person's house, it's a different story. Or when a person gets to their destination, but it's as a reshus rabin, it's still up for grabs for anybody. You can't say, oh yeah, I have my name. Yeah, your name's not on it, and I found the bush.
I hit it. How'd you find it? Those are out.
Yeah, no.
If I see you around, I forget it. But I know to wait for no one's doing it except me. I drop my hat. It's over. I gotta pick it up. It's native. Or there's native. I keep it in my hat. So.
Or you do a handstand and then you flip it's over native. that your hat should come up.
It's native. According to Mr. Brewer, kicking the books is not carrying. But on the Rambam writes, you can move it with your foot. Derech hilucho. That means at the way you walk.
So that that would be the case outside where you have to be concerned about Erev Noyer for sure, then it's inside also where it's right? Inside a person's house.
Again, changing the names has nothing to do with us. The flaw we're not gonna talk about it, it's very complicated.
No, I'm saying but it can't be, it can't, it's not
assuming there's an Erev, assuming there's no domain change. and I'm kicking the thing around. It's a different machina.
No, my question would be more about like Nozomein changes in the house. Because I think most of the personas are in the house, so it's more like the person is dropping things.
Again, if it's for the sake of the muksa, and that's how I explained the contradiction there,
for the sake of the muksa,
I want to preserve my property, it's more complicated.
No, I'm saying to get out of the way.
It depends what kind of muksa.
For the sake of Shabbos. I guess you could say for a person forgot, they left the pen on the table, but they were having Shabbos on.
Yeah. So now, a vessel which is designated for prohibited use. You don't use the pen for permitted use. Prohibited use. So generally speaking, the rule is you can move it for its own sake, for the sake of the body of the thing, or for the sake of its place.
I need this space.
I need the space. I need to sit there. I need to put something there. It's in my way.
You're saying to say that place that thing consumes at that time.
It's resting. That's right.
Okay.
You take the space I require for other purposes.
And so what shinoi that a person can use, because I feel that a person can't pick it up.
Depends. We're in the middle of learning about it. It's a little bit of a tricky svara. We're in the middle of learning.
And what I'm saying, is it the same laws that apply to feet also?
Huh?
Are those the same? Are there similar laws that apply to feet? So if we're saying that there are certain chachamim that have said it's permitted to be kicked around by the feet, right? In derech, what's the word?
Derech hilucho.
Derech hilucho, the way a person is walking normally. So, but it's on the person's table now.
I can kick it off the table for sure. Can I move it? So again, we have to first establish, before we get to this, we have to establish whether I'm allowed to move it. If it's a vessel which is designated for prohibited use, usually, generally, the rule is I can move it for the sake of the space, or I need the thing for permitted use. If it's a hammer, I can pick up a table to break a nut, to crack a nut. I want the nut. Legs, so I can.
And now we were talking before about it. If that's the case, if we have,
now, that's have the
case if we don't have another.
I have
another, right? That's the case if we don't have another.
Your
one.
Friend, your son, your this, your whatever, your pet, whatever it is, brought in on rock, brought in a dead mouse. You don't really want the mouse. Dead mouse is different. Dead mouse is called a dog. It's disgusting. Don't tell the cats, but it's disgusting. And you can pick it up and throw it out. You can sweep it up because it's disgusting. If that's the space you use, that we'll get to it. Call the Dark Charay. I mean, something like a disgusting chamber pot, you can remove it. You don't have to take it. Mukhsa, you can't touch it. Well, you can't live without it. You're a problem. So you're allowed to move it out of the way, you're empty, whatever.
Can you change the tablecloth?
Yeah. You can. Because again, you need a new tablecloth. This is in the way. You're right. Theoretically, why is it Mukhsa? It's not worth anything. You're not using it anymore. It's plastic. It's going to go in the garbage. So it should be as Mukhsa. It's finished, let's say. You know, that's true. If you want to say it's true, let's say it's not useful, but we have to get this oil, whatever it is, you've got to soak with wine, whatever, you can change it in the space.
Just, you know, the regular tablecloth just dumped in the laundry.
Yeah, you're not, yeah.
Okay.
You can. We'll see about Purim in terms of dealing with the stuff on the table. That's its own question. And again, generally, we can be lenient, and there's reasons why, but that we'll get to when we get to Shiggy Test. But right now, the question is right now, what about now? Yeah. What about muksa? In terms of muksa, so when I have something that's designated for a prohibited use, like a ham or maybe or whatever it may be. So generally speaking, if I need this space, I can move it.
With your hands, just gonna move it with their hands.
That's what it says. And we saw it yesterday Thursday.
Is it better to do with the shinoi and
permitted? No? That's the general rule. Now there is a complication here because there are posts can you say that that's only when you have a permitted use for the prohibited. Maybe I'll get a new shovel for custom.
So would that be like a case where, like, where I think Yaakov brought up the last time that a person has a hammer, right? Right. That hammer is permitted to use for fire. But what if you had already a designated That's what I'm saying. Is that would be the problem?
That's a different problem.
No, I'm saying that would not be the problem.
Well,
it has a permitted use, meaning that if it has, that's permitted to, but you're not, in this case, you're not, because you already
have... so much in this case. If it has a permitted use, and I can use it, so then it doesn't have to have enough tractor. If I'm not a boat, I use this, so it's okay to move, or it's placed even. I need the place. Maybe this is the table, I will put a hammer on it, or whatever, so I can move it. So I need the space. But on a coffee table, I don't need the space. I just rely on my guests come home, come over with, you know, and that's a different question. It's own question. The Rosh Hashulchan, for example, says, he says, listen, you have an object which you can't use for anything, like a candle. You can do it with a candle on Shabbos. Is this some permitted use you can use a candle for? No, it's an ethereal. It's like a stone. It's just the way it is. That's a general rule of Muxa. That's what he says. That's the rule of Muxa. A candle is not usable.
So if your Shabbos candle blew out, you can't move it.
Well, okay. A Shabbos candle will see, we're going to see that being a base. Shabbos candle is a base for fire. So it gets the rule of the fire. It's finished. You can't do anything with it. Anyway, even if it's, let's say, the Rambam holds on to it, the Rambam holds a candle, it's permitted. Plus,
are we getting to like Bamadlikin thing now?
It's not Bamadlikin.
It's not Bamadlikin.
No, we're not to talk so much about that. We're talking about something totally different. I think they went to Oman.
Yeah.
So, actually, so if you have a candle and I can't do anything with it, it's still a vessel. Like, the thing is a vessel. So how do I look at it? Do I look at it as a vessel which has permitted use, which on a simple level, you let it move like a hammer? If you need it, you break it out. If you need space, you move it. Now, a candle, is it the same thing? There's nothing in the world I can do with a candle. You can't do anything with it. So maybe it's worthless. Maybe it's zero. Maybe it's it. That's the question.
I wouldn't know.
That's what it comes down to. There's two different ways to look at it. And possibly then this has to do with, that's what I said the last time, this has to do with a particular point. It might have relevance. Okay. We spoke about, can you carry Muksa to do the mitzvah of Shabbos Aviyah?
To do
the mitzvah of returning a lost object. Am I allowed to carry Muksa? What are your thoughts?
Can you return? Repeat the question here.
Can I return a lost object by carrying Muksa? Let's put that just the last time.
I think those are very circumstantial. That has to be very circumstantial.
You think not?
I would think most of the time no.
Right.
I would think 99% of the time no.
That's what we said.
It would have to be very
slight.
You're never going to see the person. They need it right now. You can't mail it to them. You can't. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
I find no object in the street. I return it and return it. Now it can be lost forever. Can I return it or not? I'm a mitzvah.
It will be lost forever.
Yeah.
What is it?
I find you're valuable. Not so valuable. You're a
diamond.
Your iPhone.
With all your contacts. Yeah, it's a regular. Not such a valuable. Not a lot of money. You're not going to lose money. You have all your contacts in your regular phone. Or if you have an address book with all your contacts, all the addresses. You don't have to lose money. You like to be in front of people. You like to send them stuff. And then you can. It's all here. Can I return it to you or not? That's what we're talking about.
Do we know who the person is? Does that matter? Does that even matter? I would assume it would matter.
What matter?
If you knew who the person was, who owned it, or the person.
I know who it is.
You know, the person knows exactly what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, so we can't decide if it's
important.
But I'm
not going to carry it.
We can't really decide if it's important or not.
How can I carry it? So if some sofer says, If you keep it, exactly, yes. Presumably. At least you're going to use Tavura. Listen, if you're talking about carrying an object, the rabbi said, you don't touch, don't do it. So you don't move it. That's what some sofer says. He said, yeah, too bad. The rabbi said, no. So when Sheva Atah said, you sit and you don't do anything. That's what the rabbi said. Even if you mess up on the Torah law, you stop. However, there are those who have a question. They say, what about if it's one like in a hammer? Hammer, there are ways in which people to carry it. Maybe I can carry this too. Like, if I can carry a hammer to break it up, can I carry a hammer to give a person back his hammer? Probably can happen on Shabbos. Something is not nothing. Is that less of a need than if I need to break it up? All right, like, well, you know, then I can carry a hammer. If not, it's not enough to give it to you and say, please take your hammer, enjoy!
I'm going to ask a wrong question. If a person, they're looking for, they have nuts, and they're looking for their nutcracker, right? They're looking for their nutcracker, and they can't find it. Can they go to the neighbor to ask for their hammer?
Or a nutcracker. Better if they have a nutcracker.
Can they?
Yeah, if not, you have it. Do you have to go out of your way to go across the street to get a nutcracker? I don't know. It says if you have a minute, then you have to use it. Maybe it's not easy, maybe it's a pain in the neck. But now, no information, no idea.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that would be only in a case where I'm saying to return it to somebody that if you know that they need it. Otherwise, you're moving something that they don't need at all. Actually, during that time, if they need a nutcracker, that's great that you're returning. If they don't need it, it's great you're returning it, a person's returning it, but it's not, a person's not doing anybody any favors, and there's nothing, it's not for Shabbat at all. Nothing to do with Shabbos. No one.
It's true.
But if a person, you know that the other person is going to need it for Shabbat, so it's...
Yep, depends. If there's no use on Shabbos, that's a big
and
question.
If they can't go to their friend's house to get it when they can't find their own, I don't know. I'm saying, well, are they permitted to do that?
Yeah, they are. But if they, I'd better get a nutcracker if you can. That's for sure.
Let's give them a nutcracker.
Yeah, don't get it. Yeah, get a nutcracker.
Yeah, so I'm saying we can assume in front of a hammer on the floor that it's probably not going to be used for a nutcracker. It's not, especially nowadays. It's not.
Well, now that, again,
it's not a normal thing. No, I'm saying it's not dairy. It's not normal anymore.
I mean, again, you say so because we usually don't have cracked nuts. But the question is, how usual and unusual does it have to be? Maybe there is a permitted use for a hammer. Maybe a hammer is a pretty handy thing. I mean, I don't know.
The rabbi said we know this person, right?
Huh?
The rabbi said this thing that was...
Yeah, I know.
We know this person.
He wants his hammer.
It's
not a big loss.
It's not a big loss.
Some of them permit carrying...
Can we keep it to the side? If we're obligated... I mean, it's a big question, because if we're obligated to Shabbos Aveda, and it can't be that we're obligated to Shabbos Aveda and smoke set, obviously, so...
No, you're obligated to Shabbos
Aveda. If we're kicking to the side, are we liable for the lost item? If we kick it to the side, and then we can't find it anymore.
Maybe you're obligated to return it, but you can't, because it's lost. So again, when you're talking about something which has no halakhic status, it's a very precious, valuable thing which is used for public use, his drill. Let's say it has no permitted use, you can't return his drill to it. You can't return his book. I'm not looking. No, I'll do it. That was the question. So again, if it's permitted to carry, in some instances, like the further vessel, let's say a hammer, let's say assuming the guy does have a scrap, that's what we're going to do. It's totally different. You know, it's very fascinating to me. There's one shot for Chesed probably created this whole thing. I hope I can see it in my glasses.
What was the book? I was speaking about Yankadav yesterday, or Ovadia. What was the book? Well, Ovadia's not feeling well, so I'm like, oh, I gotta say that. He's not feeling very low. He went to go sleep.
Ah, sure.
Morning went to go sleep. He wasn't looking at him. He went to go sleep.
So he was here. I mean, if someone has to go, he goes. I mean, whatever. So OB is not here because he went to go sleep.
Yeah, he went to go sleep.
And Yaakov said he might not make it either.
What was the book? That was the book we were talking about, Hasidim, like go according to. A certain book the Rav says.
Which book do you mean?
Shabbos for Moksa or whatever it was. I don't know exactly. Was it Shabbos that book?
Yeah, most people follow the Shabbos. I'll say, but again, it's not started that tradition. Not started tradition.
But I'm not saying for Ashkenazi custodian. You agree with that?
No.
Ashkenaz,
yeah, people, very most people do, not everyone, very different. Sorry. Very, very fascinating. Oh, yeah, Hashem. Lots of topics, there's pages. Pick a question, any question. You can answer, no problem. I'm just waiting for you to be with us, that's the trouble. Where are you?
I was in this.
Huh? Oh, you're right.
I was in the Garden of Peace.
Okay. You're right. Peace is the biggest thing you can do. Okay. So, what can I do?
Is there any 20 questions for today?
We have 20, we have 30 20 questions today. It doesn't look like we're getting anywhere near 20 questions today. We do like 4 or 5 questions today.
Which questions do we have?
We have these. Don't you have a page? I don't know if I have more. Where's that?
So one from the last week or
two? I thought last week, but the last and last week we did like a couple. Mm-hmm. All of them. This is a big kiddish.
So
we're
lighting candles in the refrigerator or something?
We'll get to the refrigerator. I'm going to write it all up the refrigerator. You can light candles today, but not actually. Okay. If you have a hammer on the coffee table, or, I don't know, something else that you might be allowed to move, let's say, if you need it fixed. And, listen, I have guests coming. I'm a little embarrassed if I see my hammer on my coffee table. Am I allowed to move it or not?
Well, if you need the space for, like, you want to put down a platter of nuts.
Nope. No problem. I mean, well, they put in a way that I don't understand, but it's embarrassing.
Just your motion.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. And so it looks like it has the ability to move. It's not a rock. It's not allowed to move for a
yes. I would say you're able.
That's the question.
Are able to move.
Some say you are. The brief from Miri, what Carl brings to Miri sounds like not. That's like a very early source.
It doesn't sound like the person going to have an audience shower.
Well, it's true, but sometimes it's not good enough.
Maybe. I know, because the person could be like, they have like OCD about everything.
Yeah, you should. It's true, it's too much. It's true that some of that would be true. Other than that would be true. So that's the next thing, right? That's the whole Shaila. Right? It brings the eerie.
Is that a question on here?
Yep. A child turns on, it's question number 14. Now, can you remove it?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
My child took his MP3 and his portable, cranked up the music.
Cranked up the music?
Yeah, and I can't tell. I can't figure it out. I don't have anyone to help me. You have to think out of the box, and you need someone to help you. Think which LP push has to be the system.
I want to say yes. Yeah, I want to say
it's the whole question. It's a whole shayla. It's a whole shayla. The Nachlat Shah Israel permits it.
So one, it's Muksa, and two, it's on?
Yeah.
I don't understand. How does a person... there's nothing clear cut where people come to... I mean, one rabbi be like, ah, and the other rabbi be like, no. One rabbi might be like, well, one rabbi says, this is Muksa completely, and then the other rabbi like,
that's a great question.
That's crazy.
No, that's a great question.
I'm saying that's psychotic. Because, no, I'm saying it is.
The question is a great question. Whether the answer you think is right or whether your conclusion is right is a different question. But the question is a very good question. There are many, many, many different opinions. We're going to learn a lot of opinions.
No, what I'm saying that's crazy. I'm saying that sounds crazy because... Because you, I'm saying you go to somebody. I'm saying, look up. It's more. It's more than Dalai Lama's food. I'm saying the idea that it's like look away from your house. Look away from everything in your house.
I'll tell you.
I'm saying that because when a kid's a kid, there's so many toys that have a lot of toys that have electricity inside of them, or that you try to put away, or the kid turns on, or a stereo is a perfectly good example of something that a kid or a person has a TV, which, you know, I understand why people shouldn't have, even science says a person on a lower brain, their brain has a lower power mode when they're watching TV than when they're sleeping. But that's a different story.
You burn more calories sleeping than watching TV.
Burn more calories, and I'm going to burn more calories.
What if I'm eating popcorn? I'm moving my jaws.
But,
doesn't that help me?
But basic also, bottom line, what is the question?
His question is this. It's tangent. Maybe we'll be able to
So all I'm saying is, like, how does a person decide? What if, in this case, is there an Ashkenazi?
We're going to switch to Hasidus now. This is a Hasidus question. It's a great question.
I need Hasidus.
We'll switch. People are not sticklers.
That's why I became wrestler.
All the sticklers are not here, Baruch Hashem. They should live and be well. And they're right to be sticklers, too. I'll get on that. But today, no one came to stickler. So we'll do Hasidus. Someone who sticks on. Only the
top.
But that's not what people want to hear that either. Not too much. But actually, it's a very fundamental question, though, and I think we should deal with it.
I'm happy to.
So the Gemara is a great question. The Gemara says, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Nachman brings part of this Gemara in the very, very introduction to Kutranah. It says that the rabbis came to Karen B'Yavna and they said, the Torah is going to be forgotten from Israel. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Chas v'sholom, that should be heaven forfend, it should be forgotten.
Don't know,
it brings all different proofs, already with verses, another verse, beautiful, beautiful acronyms and wonderful things. But the end of the Gemara, the Rebbe doesn't bring. The end of the Gemara says, but there will be a lack of clarity in Allah. In Shabbos, this discussion, there will be a lot of hard details. What to do?
You just gave me a big belly. All right, I want to tell you something. You just gave me... You just gave me something very big because I doubt for just first of all I've been really chasing this concerning Gemara for a long time. Sorry, the opposite. I've been chasing a certain statement that are very captain wrote from the Baal Shem Tov for a long time, and I stopped learning Gemara because of it for a long time.
Right.
Because I was very afraid of what he said in it.
What did he say?
He said that he said the Yitzhahara doesn't want a person to be considered ignoramus. I grew up going to a couple times Shiva and religious Shivas. He said the Yitzhahara doesn't want a person to be considered ignoramus. So let a person learn. It'll permit a person to learn Gemara, with all its commentaries, while at the same time forbid a, not permit a person to live Musar, things like Musar and Shulchan Aruch. So a person that lived their normal daily life. Well, about, this is what he said about but at the same time, let a little person learn all the poskim and all the more they want to learn. So that's become an intellectual battle. They like the war, the back and forth, the so-called, what do you call it again? Yes.
I know you.
And are you not going to study the man that they learn in halacha? Learn halacha? Is this, do these that are sitting through a different...
Very depends who.
I realized after a while that this Gemara and the commentary did not apply to me. It scared me for a while because I also heard that strength is a person's character trait.
True. That's all true. But you need to know something very simple, which is that everything is a time and a place. You have to know where you're holding, you have to know who you are. Sometimes a person that holds Torah for the Gemara. I mean, when the Rebbe writes a son-in-law, he says, for the sake of Hashem, tell me how many pages of Gemara you learn in a day. He writes, don't just learn Siddur, learn Gemara. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
But nothing when they have the opponents. I had this debate with actually a blessed one. And he claimed that the Rebbe Odessa said, you're not supposed to learn Gemara. You go to look at the Quran, it makes you into a demon scholar, whatever, a whole thing there. That's what he says. So I told him, listen, my friend, I'll tell you, besides the Ketuvos that we mustn't ask, please teach me Gemara, besides the Rebbe telling us we need to learn Gemara every day, besides those two minor difficulties in his reasoning, I said, this, there was a story that Rebbe mustn't writes about in his letters. He writes what happens like this. There was a certain young man who became close to breast of. His father said, you're a Prestover? I won't allow it. How is he supposed to know if he's a Prestover or not Prestover? So he tells him how. He said, I don't know. I'll know if you're Prestover because Prestovers learn several pages of Gemara a day. He said, you'll learn no more than one day. One page. But that's it. The rest of the time, speak with my friends instead of learning Gemara. And I'm lost in a while. He said, you see what they're against? They're against learning oral Torah. They don't like learning a lot of oral Torah. They don't have a problem with Marinah. They don't like Torah. They don't realize it. Really, they're fighting Torah. He's learning intelligence. Now he says not to learn. It's absurd. So I told this chap, I said, you know, you are more stringent than the opponents of breast event. At least they learn from one page.
I've never heard that before. I've always heard that people, I heard Rabbi Nachman said to be a real breast event. All shas in 1 year, all this, in order, you have a body. I mean, that's a real thing. That's a real breast event.
That they answered, they said no.
You say,
that's when you're on the level, when you're a tzaddik, when you're this, when you're that.
I thought Rabbi Nachman said, this is what I'm saying is, Rabbi Nachman always, his focus on was on both.
No, but not only that, I even heard again from someone who said, someone told my son that. He's like, is that really true? I'm like, of course not. He said, can you prove it? I said, I showed him a letter. He said, see what he says? So you tell him, you always. So when I told him, he's like, no, so you're not. And we saw very just said, you need to learn one page a day. He didn't get the. So it depends what you're holding. The Rebbe said, after you bring all the learning every year, he said, don't be discouraged. You could be a good Jew. That one will learn anything. You could be a tzaddik. Five elements. So you can be a tzaddik. Depends on your level. Depends on who you are. Depends on where you are. So there's a bechina that everything was given over. And I've told this before from the Masechta Sofer and from the ritual. It says the Baskol said Elu ve'Elu dinu l'kimchayim. Bishama b'Yisrael have many disputes. Who's right?
They're both.
I said they're both right, but you hold like these hills because they're more. You have more ability. The question is, how can they both be right if they see the opposite? Is it cultural or is it trade? Either it's cultural or it's non-cultural. It can't be both, right? What you're saying is both is true. Bishama says it's kosher. Bishama says it's not kosher. Is it kosher? Well, yes. Is it not kosher? Well, yes. Make up your mind. So we're not saying this is metaphysical, it's not something we can understand at all.
But isn't it, that makes sense, by the way, because doesn't the figure also say that was an example of two people who, I forget exactly what it's called, because they intermarried each other afterwards.
They married each other, and some say they married each other only when it wasn't the prohibition according to their opinion. But nevertheless, It's not so simple. It's not a simple matter of working out. Well, how is it? Is it kosher or is it not kosher? Which is it? You've got to make up your mind.
I heard it, that it was Mashiach and before Mashiach.
Yes, but which is the truth? The Rav Nachman says, yes, I've heard all these answers. One is Bishadin, right? Bishamai is more protection. Bishil is more kindness. It's very beautiful. He said, well, bottom line, does God want me to eat it or not to eat it? Is eating it a sin or not a sin? He said, you have to decide. He said, it can't be both. It's both only if you're metaphysical and we don't understand our intellect, how we get it.
Yeah.
He said, it's impossible. You can tell me chesed, you can explain it however you like, Rav Nachman says. So it still is not going to help the essential problem, which is that it's above seichel, it's above intellect, because if it's intellectual, it's got to be the one of the other, not both.
So what's the chesedis answer to the question?
So again, well, besides the fact that we don't really understand so well how they interface, but the Sefer Sofim says, when Moshe went to Sinai, Hashem gave 48 ways to prohibit and permit all sorts of different cases that have to do with every halacha. And the sages of each generation would pick which way. It's from Sinai to Hashem, but they want it to be rabbinic. That's why I've been a smachta, they put on the verse, this and that, even though it's rabbinic, because it's really from Sinai. So it depends on the sages and what we need.
It's a real chachma.
So therefore, when you ask
Rabbi
Yosef,
to see what's going on now, here and now. It has to be something here and now.
That's why we ask Rabbi Yosef, we'll say one thing. We ask this from the same level. And Ashkenazim will do this. And not
but I'm saying a lot of Chachamim nowadays, they run away from reality. They run away. I'm not saying they're not aware of all the things and what's going on in this mechanism. What's going on?
Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not. But they're not aware.
No, I'm saying it's, by the way, it sounds like it's not good. It doesn't sound like it's good at all.
You can't rule that something like that. No wonder that.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, but I'm saying for some people it's simple.
He ruled about something else.
No, for some people it's simple. They look at it as simple, but it's not exactly. They don't know everything that's involved.
You have to find out. You have to find out. It's true. A person can make a mistake. You're not going to
say. Based on what the Rav is bringing down, if there are 48 different ways that are permissible for these, so then if that would be the case, we have Moshe Rabbeinu now, he wouldn't tell us exactly to do because he would know. Be able to see the sage.
No, but all the sages, when they have in mind for Hashem, bring down what we need inspiration for the people under them. That's why different places do different things.
Nowadays, places are not as. People, if a person's going to say that this place is so different than this other, that's a little. It's a little
it doesn't matter. That's what these people mean.
If a person's saying Minhag.
No, not a minute. There's a Bechina that's telling you. This is not something you learn in the time.
No, it's not.
It's a totally different outlook, and it's the Hasidic outlook. It's the outlook of the brother, and then Chal, and also Baal Shem
Tov. No. What I'm saying is the person. No, I don't think so. The Rav is saying is the ones who bring it down in this generation. They first of all, they already have to know what's going on in this generation to make it stop, and that, therefore. If things are
there are sometimes there are again when Hashem gave both sides, we'll see there are different ways of explaining and understanding. It's not just one way.
So, but what I'm saying, what the Rav is explaining is a perfect reason why.